So first things first, Andrew, how are you?
Good, thank you. Good. Just got back from a trip to Germany yesterday. So woke up this morning, had a very nice, heavy sleep, and then woke up and was like, back in England. So yeah,
I
I'm good.
noticed that painting behind you. Can I ask you where it's from or how did you get it?
Yeah, it's my painting. I actually painted
Okay.
it.
Okay.
I love painting. I'm kind of from a family of really good painters. Like my sisters are amazing painters. I'm kind of not very good, but I just enjoy doing it. And probably like 2, 3 years back, I kind of bought a bunch of huge canvases. A friend of mine like always paints on really big canvases. And I just quite enjoyed looking at his paintings. We're like, wow, like a big canvas, big impact. And I love forests, so I basically only paint forests.
Okay.
And that was my attempt. But yeah, it's on our kind of home wall.
Now that it looks pretty good, and the reason why I ask about the painting is obviously you say you like forests, and then there's some reference to pines and all that kind of stuff on the album.
Yeah.
So what is it about forests then? Is it a childhood thing? Is it something you've always been drawn to?
Yeah, I think it's an always thing. Like I'm not like I wasn't like born in a forest or anything, but I kind of I've always grown up in like rural settings, countryside, and then on the other side of things, I guess where I actually live now is like quite suburban, and you'd find if you were here that there's a lot of neighborhoods that it's just pine trees everywhere. So it's a mixture of both, really. It's like living in the countryside, and then just kind of noticing that, hence like Suburban Pines on the album, a song that's all about kind of my childhood and growing up in this area. And it just felt like pine trees were just the visual, kind of middle ground between me and the other person in the song. So yeah, it's just always trees everywhere. But that I think that comes from just like not living in the city.
But is the environment important to your creativity in a sense? Because you did move to, but I don't want to get into the album too thick because I want to ask you a couple of questions about your background. But you did go to the Scottish Isles for this album. So is the environment that you're in, is that conducive to your creativity?
Yeah, I think that whatever environment you're in shapes what you're doing. So it's actually just a choice. It's not that you couldn't write something important from a different environment. Like if I was in the city and there were no trees and no rivers or anything like that, I'd write something, but it would just be different. I think, like, for me, like the place that I'm in does kind of inspire melodies, thoughts, lyrics. And so, yeah, it just depends where you are. But for me, having been in like a more distant place from the city and things like that, like it comes out a certain way. And yeah, like I think with my music, it kind of has always been there, like the kind of environment that you're in, it's always been there in the songs because I've always chosen to be in that place. And so it kind of comes across quite kind of pastoral or yeah, like gentle. But that's because I spend a lot of time in the countryside looking at birds. So, or like swimming in rivers and things like that. So hopefully you can hear that in the music. But equally, if I lived in London, you'd hear London in the music. I think it's just you absorb where you are, and it kind of can be heard somehow in your creation.
But I find that very interesting because when you started songwriting, then in what kind of environments were you? In what kind of mindset were you? I don't know what age you were, but what kind of gave rise to those urges to put some thoughts onto paper and create something out of it?
Two things, like I guess, come to mind. Like one is when I started writing music, I was actually at boarding school.
Okay.
I was in the countryside in Somerset, and like I think people have a lot of things to say about things like boarding school, but at the same time, like that's just my life, and I was there. And so I suppose like the times that I started writing were I was on my own, I was far away from home, and I was writing comforting messages to myself or to other people. It happened to be in like a kind of countryside setting, and it was a place I used to go sit up on the hill and look into the valley, and that was a place I used to go and just sit and write things. Yeah, and I suppose the other thing to say about that is just like when I, yeah, when I kind of grew up, I've always grown up in a kind of smaller town. I've always grown up in a kind of countryside setting, and yeah, it's just kind of held true through the whole process, really. Sometimes I think about, yeah, moving to the city and doing something totally different, but I think it's always been a process of just trying to understand where I am, accepting where I am, and creating from where I am and who I am.
But that's also an interesting thought, in a sense, because when you initially start releasing music, I don't know how it felt to you, but it felt from the outside, it felt like you had success quite quickly. And then all these things start to draw at you. And I suppose the big city, and it's very difficult to get around how dominant technology is in today's society. So do you kind of try to, you mentioned swimming and all that stuff, do you try to stay away from that? Or once that success happened, did you kind of have a struggle with what you wanted to be and what was asked of you, in a way?
I don't think I did, really. Like, honestly, I think it depends what you get into music for. I think there's like two different lines, isn't there? It's like some people look at it like a business and a career and a this and a that, and some people are like, I just write songs. And and then you have to kind of work out whether the two combine, and it depends who you are. Sometimes people are like, I write songs, and it just so happens that they're the kind of songs that suits a career. Some people are like, I write songs and it doesn't fit what anyone wants at all, you know? And I think for me, like, I decided really early on that, like, I wasn't doing it for any sort of glowing success at all. Like, for me, it was a really personal process. I wrote songs because I wanted to share. I wrote songs because I wanted to try and in some way contribute to the world. And it felt like the most authentic way I could. It was really natural for me. That was like a way of like giving or talking. And so that's where it started for me. But I do totally agree that the process like introduces so many types of distractions and pulls, and like no one's immune to that. And you have to kind of journey with that. And it can be really distracting, and you have to try and like either you go with it or you have to try and remind yourself of the thing that you think is more important. And, you know, it's always intention. I've just kind of tried to in my journey remember that like the most important thing for me is being authentic, and you kind of hope that that will actually like lead to people listening to your stuff and enjoying it and being successful. But I think if you start the conversation with trying to be successful, it's just a very different journey. So yeah, it's one of those things you have to try and keep in your mind, like quite actively, like what are you about and why do you do it?
That's an interesting, I suppose it's a good segue to the album, because one of the things or that I kind of took away by listening to the album was an emphasis on enjoying the little things, enjoying the moments, being in the moment and not worrying. There's a bunch of lines in Let It Be a Long Time, I think, and in Our Time. There's these elements of okay, let's be in this moment. So have you always been a person who could do that, or did you have to learn that?
I don't think anyone's a person that can just do that. Like, I think we're all really similar. We have the same struggles, like in that sense of like, it can be distracting. It can pull you away from seeing the things. Sometimes I write songs to myself because of that. Yeah. And I think that's the beautiful thing about songwriting, is often like your thoughts are your thoughts. And it's kind of when you write a song, often like if you write them in the same kind of way as I do, they're to yourself. So Our Time is to me. it's a question to myself. It's kind of like, what should we do like with our time? Like, there's so many things that we could do. There's so many distractions, but actually, like, the important thing is this. Or yeah, it's a tricky one. I don't think anyone's born with the gift of not caring about any of the like pressures around. But I just feel it's important to songwriting, because otherwise you become like a people pleaser in that sense, and you're doing things for that reason. And I just don't know if that's actually the secret to genuinely communicating something meaningful to someone. So I have to ask myself that often. But yeah, I always, so far, I've like chosen the same response. But yeah, it's work. It's not like a natural gift. If that makes sense.
That question of what shall we do with our lifetime? I think that's such an important but also almost impossible question to answer, because especially in the time that we are living in now, we have so many opportunities to do anything we like, basically. And I struggle with that. I have no clue. I'm just winging it, so to say. So have you found somewhat of an answer of how you would like to live your life? And obviously that changes throughout the years as well.
No, it's a good question. I definitely have not found the answer, but I can tell you the things that struck me when I was kind of writing that and thinking about it. Was like, one, I got like engaged and married like in the last year and a half, and that felt like a kind of thing to focus on, not to let it pass, you know, and to kind of like not pay attention to like how special that is. Thinking about everything else, like I kind of thought, oh, I'm going to mark this. And so a lot of the songs on the album are about that, because I want to be true to whatever journey I'm on. Yeah, I think that in the song, I kind of give a bit of an allusion to the way that I was trying to answer it by being like, what should we do with our lifetime? Something we could do forever. And I was quite enjoying the idea of like, if you're ever trying to sift what's worth your effort and what's not, like, and what things just pass very quickly and what things remain, I thought forever was a really interesting question and an answer. Cause I thought like, well, there are some things that I feel wear me out. Like if I'm chasing stuff the whole time, I can't do that forever. I get exhausted, you know, but if I can kind of do something that I feel is like valuable in its own right, I could probably do that forever. And it was quite an interesting like process for me just to kind of go through that. Obviously I could say something like, you know, loving someone, like being loving to people, you could do that forever, right? Because you're never going to regret it. And I think I was kind of going through that process of just working out what we actually put our effort into, you know.
Yeah, and I think you also, I don't know if I wrote it down, but you also wrote down, or sing, we'll do the rest together. So there's notion of whatever it is that we're going to do, at least I know I want to spend my time with you. So that's an interesting thought as well. But talking about, you mentioned your marriage and the story of you, how you met your wife, who apparently just lived a couple of blocks away, but you never really met. That's such an interesting story. So what was it like kind of distilling that into a 3-4 minute song?
I think it was seriously fun, to be honest. Like, I think like the song that touches most upon that is Suburban Pines. Because I think, you know, we have all these narratives like already in our lives, don't we? Like from films or whatever, like the small town romance or whatever. And I think I kind of felt like I wanted to try and do it in my own way, but like almost kind of acknowledging the fact that everyone's heard this story before, but here's an actual real life, like version of that. Like, and it was really interesting to write, because it took me down all of the roads that I've been down that were close, but they're very much just like my reality and these little things that didn't feel like they mattered at the time. And now in hindsight, we're like, gosh, we were literally like so close. We just never met. And that was, yeah, really fun to kind of unpack. And And I think it's also been a process for me of like not trying to necessarily write a song starting with a big concept, but starting with a real story and just seeing how many questions that asks of a listener, of going like, well, does that mean ordinary life can be meaningful? Does that mean a surprise is around the corner? And all of that happens in the very ordinary moments. And I thought that was quite interesting. And I really enjoyed it.
But that notion of the ordinary life, because it feels like, and this is just to me, but it feels like in modern day society, there's such an emphasis on success and winning and all that stuff. So I've read a couple of books. I think it was by a Welsh author whose name escapes me. But they were titled something like enjoying the ordinary life or something along those lines. So how do you feel about what to you is the ordinary life? Because you also have a song called Arcadia, which is kind of this idealized version of the world
No, that's cool that you picked that up in Arcadia, because like I think I'm talking about the same thing but just from a different angle. Like I think that Arcadia is all about this idea of like, oh, it could be this, and chasing it and stuff. And then they're talking about someone on the other side of that who's actually very normal and going through a lot of stuff. And so I guess it's all boiling down to the same topic, but just looked at from different angles. And for me, I think when people, you know, praise the simple life, they always think, oh, growing vegetables and this and that. But actually, I don't think it's about that. I think I started this question with my last album, actually, Quiet Man. And about contentment and what is that? And it's a journey. Like I don't know the absolute answer, but I feel like in our time, I was kind of talking about the forever things and the things that are worth your time and working out how you know that. And all I can say is that I think that living to win is pointless. Like that's like I don't think that's the right way to look at it, because I think at the end of your life, you're going to get back and you would have just been chasing stuff. And I'm just interested to know who I was born to be. And I'm interested to know like how many things I can do that I'm satisfied with rather than living in dissatisfaction. I just don't understand why that's something that I should spend all my time thinking about. So, you know, for some people that might be, you know, the most satisfying simple thing is to live sustainably planting things. And for some people it's kind of going, well, actually I feel like I need to remember that like loving my neighbor is really important. I need to remember that that actually gives to my soul, you know? Mm-hmm. And, you know, there are many forms of that simplicity. And I think all of, you know, most of the people that have thought about like how to simplify life are finding some sort of answer. I'd kind of love to see what it's like collectively, like what the collective answer is. But yeah, for me, like the simple life in a sense, or that kind of thing, is trying to remind myself of the things that actually rob me and the things that actually bless me, and trying to sift those. But it's a journey.
Yeah, no, I think this is then also a reference to The Summer Isle as well, where you mentioned that peace and quiet that you find there, and nothing's robbing me. You're left alone, in, or at least you're there's a certain sense of contentment, I suppose.
Totally. Yeah, that lyric is a really important lyric to the album, I think, because the whole idea, I think, that came together with the album is about trying to find the islands that are worth being on. It's a lot of it is about sifting your thoughts and all the distractions and the things around you and going, well, actually, no, I'm going to go here. I'm going to go there, like in my head or my heart or physically. And that line, like nothing's robbing me. Someone told me I'd be a wise man if the treasure was beautiful and free. I think I was thinking a lot about that because I could have been many other places at that time. Sure. I could have been thinking about this. I could have been thinking about that. And actually, I think, I was writing a song about trying to find that headspace where I'm like, nothing's robbing me. I'm not robbed by the things that I don't have. I'm just, I'm going to try and focus on the things that are kind of free and beautiful.
If you love good music and good podcasts, you'll love Roots Music Rambler. I'm Jason Falls. My co-host Francesca Folinazzo and I talk to the singers, songwriters, musicians, and more in Americana, alt-country, bluegrass, folk, blues, and beyond. We share our own takes on the latest news in the space and recommend new music for you to explore every episode. Come get to the roots of the music you love. Find us at RootsMusicRambler.com or go wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to Roots Music Rambler.
And finally, question, a final question about this, and it's maybe too philosophical in nature, but do you then think, because you mentioned kind of the things that you focus on, give conscious attention, do you think there's a sense of malleability in life, or do you have more of a deterministic perspective, that, because you also mentioned kind of wondering what type of person I would be? Or was born to be. So how do you perceive that process? Is it kind of, can you steer it, or is it kind of letting it happen in a way?
Gosh, that's such a philosophical question.
Yeah. So if it's too grandiose, then never mind.
No. I'll do my best. I think all I can say is that I think we all have different personalities. Like, you know, when you're even like 2 years old, you can see that. Like, I see it in like new arrivals to my family and stuff like that. And I love the idea that I'm not chance. I love the idea that maybe I was an idea. Maybe there's like some kind of dream over what I might be, or like joy over what I am, you know, which I suppose alludes to the idea of believing in something more than yourself. Mm-hmm. I just really love that idea. And I think it's helpful rather than like destructive. I think it's something that makes you kind of excited to be yourself, and it's something that stops you from trying to be like everything else. And so in that sense, I just think it's a nice thing. I totally understand also, like, it's relative as well. Like, people go through journeys, they go through experiences and all of that, like me too. So, you know, I'm a million miles from knowing the answer exactly to who I am, but I like that journey. I think it's a valuable one.
I think that's a way better answer than I could have given, so thank you for that.
Thank you.
With all the themes and everything that we've mentioned and kind of the things that go into writing an album, how do you then capture that musically? Because I can I don't think you sit down and just go, okay, the next song is going to be this, and I'm going to have these instruments in it, and or in this type of production. So how does that come to be, in a sense?
I think that where I start with songs is I don't really start with like genre or anything like that. I start with the idea that if you took me back 10 years and I was doing a kind of question and answers or an interview, I remember I used to say that like every melody has words and every phrase has a melody. I used to really believe that, like, it's kind of a bit like every moment has a soundtrack. And I loved the exercise of trying to bring it all together into one world and assuming like that there was the perfect like harmony there to be had. Because when I started out, I remember reading, what was it? I think it was a short story by a guy called Guy de Maupassant. And okay. Then in the foreword, I think it said that, like, don't quote me on this. Well, I am being, I don't know. But I think he said that his mentor said, if you don't want to be a lazy writer, always assume that there is the exactly correct way to say something. There's one word. There's one phrase for the thing you're trying to communicate. I found that so helpful as a writer. And it kind of went into the whole melody, words, atmosphere thing. And I think that's beyond genre. That's kind of thinking like, I'm trying to communicate this feeling with the words, and I need to find a way to communicate it as a whole holistic piece. And so that's how I approach like a song. I don't kind of approach it as a genre. And so when I sit down to write, I'm never kind of thinking, well, this is my avenue. I'm thinking like, what is the thought and what is the feeling and how do I communicate it, whatever instrument that is, or like, but it matters what instrument it is to me. it wouldn't be the same communication if I used a different instrument. I'm like doing my best to try and make it all feel like one solid.
Oh, that's very one thing I noticed, and then so I don't know if this is correct. This is my interpretation, but one thing I noticed in listening to the album, there's a lot of high guitar playing, so that it sounds like almost like harpish sounds, and maybe there is a harp on there, I don't know, but it almost resembles something like that, those high light strings. So is that then a conscious effort, or is that just fooling around? And
yeah, I think it's a conscious effort to like be friends with your subconscious, if that makes sense. It's like the idea. So for instance, when you say that, I think of like Letter to the Boy or something like that.
Right.
That was how I felt it needed to be. And so then I consciously tried to find the sound that was going through my head. I wanted that song to feel like you're looking at a big ocean of possibilities. Like that song, Letter to the Boy, is about what would you say to your like child self about life? I mean, there's an ocean of things you would say. It's like looking out at an ocean and going like, where's the definition? And so I just immediately felt like I wanted something that felt like it was kind of flying and thin, but had some like momentum to it. And I went and bought a guitar actually for that. And it was like a kind of a resonator guitar, but it had this kind of lovely ocean kind of texture. It had its own reverb and it's just its own feeling. I tried out about 10 and I kind of settled on the one that I got. And yeah, I was just after this particular feeling, and whether I got it or not, I don't know, but I was trying to do that. So I'm always trying to match the emotion somehow instrumentally.
No, because I really like that. And then for instance, with Arcadia, the horns and Fairy Falls, it almost sounds like a banjo. Maybe it is a banjo. There are all these textures, I think, that aren't overdone, which works really well then. Finally, then, once this, I don't know how long ago this whole process was. Was it a while ago, or did you just recently finish? Because usually it's a while ago.
Finish the recording or the writing?
Both, kind of.
Yeah, I think the recording's been a few months, you know. It was quite a long journey because there's a lot of songs. But yeah, it's not like that long ago that we finished recording.
That's good. So the reason why I ask is that the album also refers to kind of a certain sense of nostalgia and the way we remember things. So now that this process is over, do you already have certain memories that start to change or...
Yeah,
that start totally. to form about that process?
Oh, absolutely. It's been a really special album to record because the way we did it felt like there was a lot of like great memories. Like we basically spent a month in my hometown recording it. So all the musicians and the producer and stuff, we all lived down here at the same time. We just had an amazing month. And it's definitely made me think differently also about like memories, and just kind of made me think about more like good memories. And the idea of like, you know, you say Fairy Falls, but I quite enjoyed writing that song because it made me feel like it's worth being present in order to remember that moment. And how much fuel that gives you sometimes. You're like, oh, so good. It's funny, I was talking to Josh, my friend who was playing on the album, and I was saying to him, I'm just listening to Fairy Falls and it's really nostalgic. He's like, that's the most nostalgic, because like the idea of we're making memories now, it just like totally applied to
right.
the album process.
No, I think that's but it is again probably also an awareness of it, because a lot of times in this I keep going back to it, but this hectic world we tend to forget that whatever we do, it's a memory for later. So it's interesting, or at least I think it's very healthy to be aware of that.
I hope so. Yeah, I think it's just a journey. It's a journey for all of us to try to work out, you know,
sure,
where the healthy place is. But I think that's kind of where I'm trying to get to in my head with the songs and the album and general like songwriting. It's just like exploring those bigger things and going like, where should it land? You know,
I think that's excellent. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me.
Thank you. Cheers. Great interview. I love that.